I guess for a retired guy, I'm keeping pretty busy with ministry activities and lots of good recreational time with my lovely wife, Pat. But I'm enjoying it all. So, but I especially enjoy being with you here today.
我很高兴我仍然能够保持着在这个传福音这个事工上面忙碌，同时呢，也有很多的这个时间呢，能跟我这个亲爱的这个妻子呢，能够一起来享受，我非常的感谢神给我这么多的机会。And
I was talking to Casey earlier this week. We were having breakfast, and he kind of said I maybe made him, threw him a curve with this message title, Calling All Cheerful Workers.
这个礼拜早先这个礼拜呢，我有机会和这个KC呢来谈论到关于今天这个主题，甘呼召甘心乐意的工人，他有一些这个他认为呢，Pastor Mike 呢给他出了一个难题，为什么叫做这个甘心乐意的工人，乐意这个字？
I confess, I actually did change my key point on this parable after sending it in Wednesday. I had other thoughts.
在这个我有个小小的告白呢，在这个礼拜三，我把这个主题发出来之后呢，我做了一些对这个主题呢，做了一些修改。
Perhaps I should have changed the title to God Shares Graciously in His Kingdom.
或许呢，我给这个今天要讲的这个主题呢，有一个另外一个主题，就是上帝呢，他是非常的热切想与我们来共享这个天国，可能会比较大家比较容易了解一点。Last
time I spoke with you actually was on parables of Jesus from Matthew 24 and 25, and that was about servants in that kingdom.
上一次呢，我和大家分享了马太福音第二十章二十五章有三个关于天国仆人的比喻。And
I think I probably shared with you at that time, these parables of Jesus were typically about one main point. And in that case, there were three parables, so there were three main points.
我上次呢，也跟大家一起有分享，每一个耶稣他讲的这个比喻的这个里头呢，都有一个主题的，所以我上次和大家讲的这个三个比喻呢，那应该会有三个不同的主题的。
And of course, from those main points, there are a few applications for us here today.
当然，每一个主题呢，也会带出一些我们日常生活中可以应用的一些观点。So
today I want to share another parable with you from Matthew 20. And this parable is really on the kingdom of heaven, but it's really about the King of Kings.
今天呢，我和大家一起来分享马太福音第二十章十一到十六节这个比喻呢，这个讲述到天国是在天国的这个国度里呢，那位万王之王呢，他是真实的。So
Jesus parables often compared something spiritual against or compared to some cultural matter at the time.
在耶稣的比喻里面呢，常常会用到一些当时这个文化里头的这些事物呢，来比喻灵界里面的这些事物。Especially
when they start with the kingdom of heaven is like, as many of them did.
耶稣呢，就在天国里是，门徒进前来问耶稣说，对众人讲话为什么用比喻呢？耶稣回答说，因为天国的奥秘只叫你们知道，不叫他们知道，凡有的还要加给他，叫他有余，凡没有的连他所要的也要夺去。
I'm not sure what you said, but I'm
reading the Matthew.
Oh, you read the Matthew. Okay. So yeah, that is, you know, when Jesus was asked, why parables? Why do we have these parables? In Matthew 13, 10 and 12 through 12, his disciples came and asked him, why do you use parables when you talk to the people? He replied, you are permitted to understand the secrets of the kingdom of heaven, but others are not. To those who listen to my teaching, more understanding will be given, and they will have an abundance of knowledge. But to those who are not listening, even what little understanding they have will be taken away from them. So I guess you've already read that.
主要就是讲说马太福音第三章十到十二节，刚我念的那一段。
So we have in Matthew 20, what was it that Jesus was trying to get us or his followers to understand?
同样的，在这个二十章的这个耶稣所用的比喻里面呢，他也用这个比喻呢，要他的门徒知道主耶稣想说的。
I studied these verses for a week or more, and I had my ideas about where this parable was leading.
我已经准备了这段的这个比喻，一个礼拜多了。那我有一些粗浅的这个了解。And
then I heard someone else speaking on a different message, a different part of the Bible, two verses that they share.
我也在这段时间呢，我也听到一些其他的人呢，讲述了一个，分享了一些。 圣经里头的一些其他的这个章节，但是其中有两段呢，是跟我今天讲的非常的贴切的。
I said then, that's the key point for me of this parable, as they shared Jeremiah 9:23 and 24.
很快的我就了解了，那两段这个主题呢，就正是我今天要和下。 要讲的这个主题，也就是在耶利米书第九章二三到二四节。Okay,
so Jeremiah 9:23 and 24. Thus says the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, let not the mighty man glory in his might, nor let the rich man glory in his riches, but let him who glory in this, that he understands and knows me. That I am the Lord, exercising loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these I delight, said the Lord.
在耶利米书第九章二三到二四节这么说道：耶和华如此说，智慧人不要因他的智慧夸口，勇士不要因他的勇力夸口，财主不要因他的财物夸口，夸口的却因他有聪明，认识我是耶和华。 又知道我喜悦在世上施行慈爱、公平和公义，以此夸口，这是耶和华说的。This
is what seems to matter very much to God.
这就是上帝所看重的。And
this is what Jesus wanted those he was speaking to directly in that day and for us to understand.
这也正是主耶稣对当时的人所讲的，同时也是对我们今天的人。
It's not my wisdom, my power, my wealth, and I'll even add my ministry work or my family that is really most important.
这不是关于我个人的这个智慧或者勇力或者我财富 甚至呢这些呢一点也都不能加到我对神国传福音或者家庭事务上面的。
That all comes under my understanding and knowing God.
这完全是因为我了解我知道上帝他是谁。
So with the rest of my time, let me look at some applications, or I should say responses to that key point.
接下来呢，我会利用我剩余的时间呢，来和大家一起来分享来讲述这个比喻里面的这重点的应用。
So to do that, we need to look at the context of the parable around that. Who was Jesus speaking to at the time?
首先呢，我们要看看这个内容讲的是什么。那是和是讲的对象是哪些人呢
？Jesus was speaking to in 19, Matthew 19. He was speaking at first to the Pharisees, but then later to seekers like the rich man, and then finally to his disciples.
在马太福音十九章，耶稣讲的对象呢是一群法利赛人也是一群，还有一群这个一般的这个慕道者。其中特别是指出一位是少年财主和他的门徒。
So since at that time, now you gotta follow with me on this. There were only Messianic or Christian Jews, and so it would seem that they were the ones involved. But it's still very applicable for us today. Very much an application for us.
大家要知道呢，当时主耶稣所讲的这个对象呢，是一群追随耶这个弥赛亚的或者是基督徒的犹太人呢，那同时也因为这样子呢，所以他们也对我们现代的基督徒也是适用的。
And even in Matthew 19, Peter asked, "Well, when I get to heaven, what's it going to be like for me? What's the deal for me?"
甚至在马太福音第十九章，彼得呢？他也曾经问过这么一个问题，将来我在天国里，我要得到什么呢
？He's kind of implying, after all, Jesus, we're the ones that have been following you around everywhere.
这意味着呢，不论我们在何处呢，耶稣他才是我们要跟随的对象。
So that's the verses before our verses today, and then after that, in 20.Disciples James and John and their mother seem to be campaigning for a certain position in heaven.
甚至在马太福音就在我们要分享的这段经文之后呢，这个雅各和约翰他们的母亲呢，似乎在为了他们儿子将来在天上的这个职分呢。有了些争吵。
Of course, the disciples didn't get a lot of what Jesus was saying, and they weren't anything like those of us who could never even think of such a thing.
当然呢，他的门徒们呢，在当时并不完全了解耶稣基督的意思，当然更不要讲今天的我们能够完全的明白了。
We need to remember that all of the people there were either practicing or coming out of a works-based religion.
我们不要忘了，他们都是一群在这个宗教礼仪上面或者宗教上是有追求的一群人。
So secondly, what was Jesus speaking about? What is he comparing here?
第二呢，我们要来谈主耶稣他讲的是什么？那他比喻的又他比较的对象又是哪些人呢
？I'm setting you up for this. I think he's comparing two different landowners and two different vineyards.
我想在这个比喻里，他用了两种不同的园主和两个不同的园子来做比较。
So let's read these verses.For the kingdom of heaven is like the landowner who went out early one morning to hire workers for his vineyard. He agreed to pay the normal daily and sent them out to work. At 9 o'clock in the morning, he was passing through the marketplace and saw some people standing around doing nothing. So he hired them, telling them he would pay them whatever was right at the end of the day. So they went to work in the vineyard. At noon, and again at 3 o'clock, he did the same thing. At 5 o'clock that afternoon, he was in town again and saw some more people standing around. He asked them, "Why haven't you been working today?" They replied, "Because no one hired us." The landowner told them, "Then go out and join the others in my vineyard." That evening, he told the foreman to call the workers in and pay them, beginning with the last workers first. When those hired at 5 o'clock were paid, each received a full day's wage. When those hired first came to get their pay, they assumed they would receive more, but they too were paid a day's wage. When they received their pay, they protested to the owner, "Those people worked only 1 hour, and yet you've paid them just as much as you paid us, who worked all day in the scorching heat." He answered one of them, "Friend, have I been unfair? Didn't you agree to work all day for the usual wage? Take your money and go. I wanted to pay this last worker the same as you. Is it against the law for me to do what I want with my money? Should you be jealous because I'm kind to others? So those who are last now will be first then, and those who are first will be last."
在马太福音20章1到16节这么讲到，因为天国好像家主清早去雇人进他的葡萄园做工，和工人讲定一天一钱银子，就打发他们进葡萄园去，约在四出去看见世上还有闲站的人，就对他们说，你们也进葡萄园去，所当给的我必给你们。他们也进去了，约在五正和伸出又出去也是这样行，约在有出去看见还有人站在那里，就问他们说，你们为什么整天在这里闲站呢？他们说，因为没有人雇他们。他说，你们也进葡萄园去。到了晚上，园主对管事的人说，叫工人都来给他们工钱，从后来的起到先来的为止。约在有出雇的人来了，个人得了一钱银子，即使那先雇的人也来，他们以为必要多得，谁知也是各得一钱。他们得了就埋怨家主说，我们整天劳苦受热，那后来的只做了一个小时，你竟叫他们和我们一样吗？家主回答其中的一个人说，朋友，我不亏负你，你与我讲定的不是一钱银子吗？拿你的走吧，我给那后来的和给你一样，这是我愿意的。我的东西难道不可以随我的意思用吗？因为我做好人，你就红了眼吗？这样，那在后的将要在前，在前的将要在后了。
So let's pray together before we dig into this.
让我们低头做一个祷告。
Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for what we're going to look at today together. Help us to better understand and to know you even better today, because we know that's your delight. We know that that's what you want for us. So as we look at these verses and this parable that Jesus told himself, help us to understand it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Okay, verse 1 is about landlord and his vineyard. So let's look at the typical vineyard back then, and how would the typical manager of that vineyard, how would he deal with that?
第一节呢，这里讲到了一个园主和他的这个葡萄园，所以让我们首先来看一个典型的这个园主呢他会怎么样来照顾，来安排他的这个葡萄园呢？
Vineyards were a very important part of that culture because of the fine wines that came from those vineyards.
葡萄园呢，是当时社会非常重要的一份的这个资产呢，因为它关系的能否生产出好酒。
A lot of the work in those vineyards was very timely, and you could say in a sense it's very urgent.
大部分的这个园葡萄园里头的工作呢，都是有时间性的，换句话说呢，也都是非常紧要的。
So workers were really needed, and so the landlord had to keep his workers happy and treat them fairly in the views of that time.
所以他们需要很多的这个工人，所以呢，这个原主呢，也尽量的、尽可能的来让这些雇工们高兴，来这个对待他们呢，平公平。
I said there's another, this other landowner in this parable also considers his vineyard very important, and I would say there was a sense of urgency for his, for the work there also.
另外一种，我们可以换另外一个角度呢，这个原主呢，可以说对他的这个原子非常的这个看重呢，他也愿意呢，把这个。 找工人采摘这个葡萄是一件非常紧要的事情。I
don't think he was probably not quite as desperate for workers. He didn't seem to be impressed with the common sense of fairness for that.
但是从一般人这个公平的这个角度来看呢，我不认为这个原主呢是真的很非常的这个对这些工人非常的急迫。 而且我也不认为他是一个很公平的原主。
Because this was the time of the Messiah, Jesus. So I think it represents a landowner of a different vineyard.
但是我们要晓得呢，这个比喻讲的是弥赛亚的这个耶稣基督呢，他代表了一个不同的这个原主。
This vineyard is more of a family or a church, which, like the vineyard there in those days, needed care and building up.
这个葡萄园呢，我们宁愿把它考虑成像是一个家庭式的，或者是这个原主的这个教会，一群人，那需要这个员工来照管和经营的。
So let's call him the heavenly landowner of a heavenly vineyard.
那我们姑且就称这个是一个天堂天国里的这个葡萄园和的这个园主。
I think I should point out that the kingdom of heaven is not only this future thing we think of.
我在这里我需要指出一点呢，我们这里讲的这个。 这个天国呢，并不仅仅是我们预表我们将来的这个天上的这个天国。It
was present then and is now for all who put their faith in Jesus the Messiah.
这是当时和现在这个追随弥赛亚的因信追随弥赛亚的所有的人。So
then, who are the laborers of each of these two different vineyards?
那在这里两种不同的这个葡萄园里，工人是哪些人呢？
Well, I think we have to start with the same people, basically hoping to make a living. So you might say just getting by.
我想，这两种不同园子里的工人呢，都一开始他们都是相同的，他们都是为了生活来。 出卖劳力，所以你可以讲说他们是一群就是为了生活在打拼的人。So
it's typical back then, just as it is today, a traditional vineyard and the laborers, it was just a job.
对那时候典型的一个工人来讲呢，这个传统的葡萄园呢，也不过是一份工作而已。
However, in the heavenly vineyard, it's intended to be more of a calling with a purpose.
但是当我们说到天国的葡萄园的时候呢，那我们讲到说这些工人是一群有目的被呼召而来的工人。It
can be said that all the ministers of the gospel, and yes, I believe all Christians are ministers and all have a calling. And so there's that word calling.
我相信呢，所所 所有福音的这个事工里面呢，我相信呢，所有的基督徒呢，都应该是具有使命的，而且是被神所呼召的一群人。
So in verse 2, we see a typical landowner would offer and agree paid for the normal day's work.
我们所遇到的这个平常的典型这个原主呢，他会和这个雇工呢来讲，在工作之前呢，讲定好一天的这个价钱是多少的。
Again, what's in it for the laborer? Well, in the first vineyard, the traditional one, it's a day's pay for a day's work.
对于每一个这个员工来讲呢，一天的这个工作呢，就得了一天的这个工价。
And some of the other translations read a denarius, but I think it was just to compare a set amount.
我想有些的这个翻译本呢，讲到说，这个一天的这个雇工的这个价钱呢，是一千银子。我想这是一个用来做一个固定数额来做一个比较的。You
may notice in the heavenly vineyard, the landowner didn't say, "I'll pay you what you're worth."
我想，天国的这个葡萄园子里的主人呢，他不会讲说按照这个工人的身价来付他这个工钱的。
I heard a funny story one time about a guy looking for work, and the employer said, "I'll pay you what you're worth."
我听到一个很有趣的一个故事呢，那一个雇主呢，他跟一个雇工讲说呢。 我会按照你的这个身价来付给你工钱的。And
the worker said, "I'm sorry, I've got to have more than that."
那这个工人竟然说我要的就是比我的身价要高。But
the point here is there really wasn't any merit in the labor of these workers. And it certainly shouldn't be seen as a condition of their salvation.
在这里呢，工人付出的这个劳力呢，对工人来讲呢，他并没有带来什么样的好处。我们也不应该想救赎呢。 本身呢是有任何附加的这个条件的。But
I think it does signify the landowner's influence and his grace in making these workers willing to serve him cheerfully. There's that word cheerfully.
毫无疑问的呢，在这里呢，我想这里能够强调出这个果园的这个。 果园的这个原主呢，他是更愿意的来让他的员工呢能够甘心乐意的来工作了。Kind
of like when we were first saved, we wanted to do things cheerfully.
这就很像我们当初被拯救的时候，你是不是还？ 能够回想当时你心中的愉悦呢？
And I guess you're not doing bulletins, but just in case, I dropped this verse in from 2 Corinthians 9:7, that I thought was much the same. You must each decide in your heart how much to give, and don't give reluctantly or in response to pressure, for God loves a person who gives cheerfully.
当想到这里呢，这也是为什么我封面周报呢，我会用《哥林多后书》9:7，这里讲到说，个人要随本心所酌定的，不要做难，不要勉强，因为捐得乐意的是上帝所喜爱的。So
maybe here among believers, we can just think of pay as a sufficient supply of grace daily.
也或许呢，我们可以想这个工价呢。 不仅仅是这个我们每天这个恩典的一个的回报而已。
So in verse 3 again, He went to this marketplace and people were still standing around doing nothing.
在第三节这边讲到说，在早上九点的时候呢，这个园主出去呢，到这个市场上面，看到仍然还有些人站在那里，没有任何事做。
This really would kind of represent today marketplace or the world standing around and going nowhere, really.
这真的也可以，也很可以代表今天的这个市场很多的工人站在那里没有做闲站，那等待代价而沽。
And this could also be said about God's elect before His calling.
这也可以代表着我们被上帝拣选之前的这个情况。
Now notice that the heavenly landowner went to them. He had his eye on them. They didn't come to him.
在这里呢，我们看到了这个园主呢，他出去是看着他们这些闲站的人，这些闲站的人呢，他们并没有主动的来要求工作了。
So in verse 4 it said he called them and that he said he would pay them what was right at the end of the day.
那在第四节这边讲到说呢，这个园主雇了他们，而且也告诉他们，他们会得到他们所当得的。So
again, without knowing whether they were good workers or not, there was no merit in them.
在这里呢，我们甚至都还不晓得这些工人是不是好工人。那就这点来讲呢，对这个主人一点好处也没有的。
And since here, at least in this verse, they weren't told what they would get. It did call for their faith and dependence on His goodness to give them what was right.
虽然在这里呢没有讲好这个价钱呢，但是这个主人告诉他们说，他们会得到他们所当得的。So
they went out again, went to work, and that same process was repeated at noon and 3 o'clock.
那这些工人去工作，那同样这样的事情，这个园主呢，又在这个午时跟这个下午三点呢，又再次的出来。So
the culture then could relate to this normal life, since the Jews divided each day into 12 hours, 6 to 6.
因为犹太人的习惯的传统呢，把白天这个。 白天呢，分成12个小时，从早上的6点到这个晚上的6点，这是他们的文化。And
they did have some labor laws to keep normal landowners from taking advantage of the workers.
当然呢，他们也有一些基本的这个劳工法，避免这个雇主呢，滥用这个他们的权利来这个对待这个。
Yeah, so you couldn't call a day the same in the winter as you could in the summer, much longer sunlight.
当然，冬天的白天自然不同于夏天的白天，但是呢，这不是这里的这个比喻的重点。But
that's not the point.
这不是这里的重点。So
now at 5 o'clock, here we go again, and he asks him, why haven't you been working today?
在五点的时候，这园主又出来，然后看到仍然有些人闲站，就问他说：“那你们为什么？你们还没有去工作吗？”
And maybe they could say, "Well, I didn't know I had a place in your vineyard."
也许这些人应该讲说：“嘿，我不晓得你园子里还需要工人。” So
in verse 7, they replied, "Because no one hired us."
他们反而是讲说：“嘿，没有人来雇我们。”
But they could say, even in the heavenly vineyard, I didn't understand your calling on my life.
或许在这个天上的这个园子里头呢，那这些工人可以对上帝讲说，我不明白上帝对我的生命的呼召是什么。So
at 6 o'clock, it was time to pay the workers. The workers who had only worked 1 hour were paid first.
在这个晚上或六点的时候呢，是这个园主要付这个工人的这个薪水的时候呢， 那原主交代呢，从后面那一小时工作一小时的人先付钱。
And that was the way it was in that culture. They all had to wait to the end of the day. They couldn't demand their wages early.
这是他们的这个传统啊，在啊一到在这个付钱这个时间到了之前呢，工人不能够要求提前付工资。
Perhaps with the heavenly landowner and vineyard, this could be talking about when all the elect, God chose the Jews and the Gentiles, they'll be all brought together in the kingdom of heaven.
也许呢，在这个天上的这个葡萄园的这个主人呢，他是可以把所有上帝所选召的这个不管是犹太人还是外邦人呢，都能够带到这个神的国度里，天国的。
We do know all Jews and Gentiles will be called to enjoy the same gospel grace.
因为所有的不管是犹太人还是外邦人呢，都被招来这个享受同样的这个福音的恩典的。
So all the laborers in the Lord's vineyards are called to eternal life, not as a debt, but grace, a free gift.
所有上帝的园子里的这个工人呢，是被招来得到这个永恒生命的他不再有任何的这个欠债，只是得到充充满满的恩典。
And so it says, when those hired at five were paid, they received a full day's wage.
所以当这些在五点钟被叫进来的这个工人呢，他们每一个人仍然是得到一整天的工价的。
Again, that just probably represents all believers, Jews, Gentiles, have the same eternal life, all equal heirs in this kingdom.
这正代表的所有的相信主耶稣基督的人，不管是犹太人还是这个外邦人，同享有这个永生和这个同享有这个后世的这个名分的。
They're all loved with the same everlasting love of God, the same grace because of the blood of Jesus on the cross.
因着这个救赎主的这个宝血呢，他们所有都被这个爱的这个上帝呢，赐予这个永远的这个生命。
They're all justified by the same righteousness and all called in one hope.
他们都享受同等的这个公义，而且被一同蒙召，一同被称为义的。
Even so, in verse 10 it says, those hired first came to get their pay, they assumed they would receive more.
在第十节这边讲到说，那些先来的人呢，他们看到了这个情形呢，他们就认定了他们会得到更多的。
And certainly in the worldly sense, a sense of fairness, either the early starters should have gotten more than the last, or the last should have gotten less than the first.
当然在世人的这个公平的这个眼里呢，好像工作久的呢就应该得到多一点，那那些工作少的那自然就会得到少一点。
But in the heavenly vineyard, God's grace always overrides our ideas of what's fair and deserved.
但是在天国的这个园子里呢，上帝的恩典呢永远是超越人所谓的这个公平或应得的这些观念上面。
And we see in verse 11, even so, the first workers protested to the landowner.
所以在11节我们这边看到呢有一个这个最早工作的工人呢，他出来就向这个原主来抱怨了。
Now I'm sure all of you in the workplace today may have thought at some point you work harder than someone else around you.
我想在现今的这个世上你可能都会经历到一些时候你可能工作的比别人更勤劳。
Yet you weren't given any more for your hard work than some of those fellow workers.
但是你却没有, 得到更多的这个,
So I get it, there are fair labor laws, but again, that's not what we're talking about here.
是的, 我了解我们的社会有这个公平的这个劳工法, 但是呢, 这个不是我们今天, 这个在天国的这个, 原则里是不适用的。
Grace is totally unfair from a human point, but it's totally fair from a divine point of view.
恩典呢, 在人的世人的这个眼里呢, 是完全, 不公平的, 但是在上帝的这个眼里呢, 那却是, 绝对公平的。
Spiritually, we all start out the same. We're just fallen human beings, lost in sin, and deserving nothing from God.
在灵里呢, 我们每个人都是, 都有相同的这个出发点呢, 我们都是, 堕落在罪里头, 堕落的, 而且, 根本就不值得神来眷顾我们的。
But in the grace of Jesus, we all end up in the same glorious place.
但是在主耶稣基督的这个恩典里面呢, 我们通通都是得救的, 都有希望的。
But again, I want you to remember that with this audience coming out of a work-based Judaism, they may have felt like they should get a little bonus.
再一次呢, 我想这个提醒大家就是, 这个比喻里头讲到的这些, 工人呢, 他们都是, 犹太人, 所以呢, 他们很自然的就会觉得他们好像比外邦人要多得一些这个, 这个待遇好的待遇的。
After all, they had endured longer than those outside the faith, certainly longer than the Gentiles.
这也是不难理解的，毕竟呢, 他们比我们凭信心来这个接受恩典的外邦人呢, 他们要更早的认识神。
It's true that you can see other places in the New Testament especially that a lot of those first believers in Christ, Jewish believers, were uneasy at the gospel being preached to non-practicing Jews, same privileges without even going along with the ceremonial laws.
是最先相信这个耶稣基督的，那他们也是最早传福音给那些不信的外邦里面的人来的，他们自然就会不认同。 这个外邦人也没有经过这个犹太人的律法, 他们也能享受同等的待遇。
And the way verse 12 puts it, these last workers were paid as much as those who worked all day in the scorching heat.
在12节里面, 这些这个工人呢, 他们先做工人, 但是先做工的这些工人呢, 他们认为他们在那个炎热的这个 太阳底下工作竟然得到的是和晚来的一样多的。
Try to think of them. Ceremonial law was a burden to the Jewish people. It made them debtors to keep the whole law and even more burdensome by the traditions that the elders put on top of that.
我们要记得的这些犹太的这个律法呢对犹太人来讲是一个很重的这个负担更因为呢他们 为了要保全这个权律法呢，他们欠了这个福音的债，仍然呢，犹有甚者呢，特别是对那些传统的那个老年的人来讲。
However, whether you lived a life of faithfulness for 950 years like Noah, or just a few hours like the thief on the cross, you have the same everlasting life with God.
但是我们要知道呢, 不管我们是像挪亚一样完全的一个活了950年，或者呢是像被钉死跟主耶稣被钉十字架的那个强盗一样只活了几个小时，但是呢在神的永恒国度里面呢，同样的都有这个永恒的这个生命。
It just doesn't seem right until you understand and know the incredible God of unfailing love and generosity.
我们是永远没有办法了解的，除非我们能够完全的这个了解上帝他永不止息的爱和这个无尽的这个爱，我们才有办法来了解的。
Because you weren't given this new life because of any work or faithfulness on your part. God did it all through His Son Jesus.
我们要晓得我们这个新生命呢，并不是因为我们做了任何的这个好事，或者说是我们的信心有多大，完完全全呢，是因为这个主耶稣基督。
So I think in verse 13 now we see a heavenly landowner's response along with the question.
在十三节这边呢，我们讲到这个天国的这个园子里，这个主人呢，他怎么样来回答这个人的问题。
It seems he's dealing with the laborers with a heart of compassion and grace, and he asks, why isn't this fair?
他这个天国的园子的主人呢，他对这个人充满了用了充满这个怜悯和这个恩典的这个心呢，来回答这个人。
I think it's the same heart and compassion and grace of the Lord that rewards us today with forgiveness and salvation.
同样怜悯和恩典的这个心呢，主耶稣也赐给了我们特别是在今天我们看到他对我们的这个原谅和救赎的层面上面。
How could this landowner be unfair choosing fallen men and women and making provision of grace for all of them?
对于这些堕落的人这样一位充满这个恩典的这个原主我们怎么能讲说他不公平呢？
So now, how could any of the laborers think about what they deserve, or it wouldn't be grace?
对这个这些这没有没有任何一个这个员工他对他所得的应该来讲说还有什么抱怨的
？In verse 14, he says to the one or to the first starters, take your money and go. This is the way I wanted to do it.
在十四节这边讲到这个天国的原主对这个人这么讲说拿着你的钱走吧这是随我意愿的。
So some of the commentaries seem to say maybe Jesus was casting these grumblers out, but I don't think so.
有一些解经学者呢从另外一个角度来讲说耶稣是有意的要把这些抱怨的人来赶走了。但是我持反对的意见。
Skip to 108. Other parables, Jesus makes it very clear when he's doing that, as in Matthew 25.
就像在我可以从另外从马太福音25章26到28节这段经文里面我可以讲到耶稣为什么他是这样。
He calls the servant wicked, lazy, and takes things from him he had previously entrusted him with.
主耶稣称那些他曾经信赖他们，把钱交给他们的那些人呢，叫他们又懒又恶的仆人。
But he calls this worker friend and tells him take his pay, which is the same as he's given to others.
在这里呢，我们看到这个天国的原主呢，称这些工人是朋友，而叫他们拿着他们所当得的钱来离开。
Now I see other places in the New Testament when Jesus didn't always pamper his disciples. I think it's, he seemed to say, come on guys, get with the program, like we see in Matthew 16:23. He was talking to Peter, he said, but he turned and said to Peter, get behind me, Satan, you are a hindrance to me, for you're not setting your mind on the things of God, but on the things of man.
在新约其他的地方呢, 我看到这个耶稣呢, 他并没有, 并不放纵, 他的这个使徒, 就像在, 马太福音16:23节这边讲到, 主耶稣, 斥责这个彼得, 他说, 耶稣转过来对彼得说, 撒旦, 退我后边去吧, 你是绊我脚的, 因为你不体贴上帝的意思, 你只体贴人的意思。
So we're getting there. In Matthew, in the 15th verse, he says, what am I doing wrong? Why are you jealous? Because I'm kind to others?
所以在这里, 这个人抱怨这个原主说, 原主说, 难道因为我对人好, 那你就眼红吗?
So those who had worked all day were a bit like the elder brother jealous of a younger wayward brother getting special treatment from his father.
这就好像, 这些工作了一整天之后的这个工人呢, 他们就好像这个, 一个年幼弟弟的这个兄长呢, 任性的在父亲里面来抱怨的, 他父亲, 这个对这个
The father didn't throw the older brother out, but he corrected his jealous attitude like we see in Luke 15:31-32. His father said to him, look, dear son, you've always stayed with me, and everything I have is yours. We had to celebrate this happy day, for your brother was dead and has come back to life. He was lost and now he's found.
我们要记得这个父亲呢并没有很强的责备这个哥哥反而是来纠正他的这个嫉妒的这个态度就像在路加福音15:30-32节这么说道 父亲对他说,儿啊,你常与我同在,我一切所有的都是你的,只是你这个兄弟是死而复活,失而又得的,所以我们理当欢喜快乐。
You know, I've always wondered a little bit if you hear believers saying, well, it's just not fair, that person had a party life all their time in their life, and then their last breath they accepted Jesus and were saved.
你或许,
what are they envious of?
你或许会想知道那些一生都过着奢华生活的人他们最后的时刻是怎么样当你知道了之后你有什么好羡慕的呢
Remember, it's the Lord's never-failing love and grace that He pours out on us.
我们要记得我们的主呢从来不吝惜给我们爱和这个恩典呢
So now in verse 16, finally, it says, so those who are last now will be first, and those who are first will be last.
在16节这边讲到说呢,所以那些在前的会在后,那在后的会在前。
Well, and some may say this is really the key point because this is where Jesus ends. It's kind of like a complete reversal on the world's thinking.
这你可以说这个就是这个比喻的这个重点因为主耶稣要转变我们对这个世界的这个看法
But I would agree and I would say in order to make that shift in thinking it has to be with our understanding and knowing the Lord who exercises loving kindness, judgment and righteousness in the earth
但无可否认的呢我们如果要想能够在我们的思想上做这么一个转变呢我们必须要了解和认知我们的主呢他是怎么样的这个仁慈 他是一位公义的这个主。
So I don't know if there's going to be any work as we think of it in the final days of the kingdom of heaven.
我不晓得在这个天国的这个最后的这个时刻呢，我们还有什么样的在世上的这个天国里还有没有什么工作要做的？
But to conclude, maybe the question for today is, are we going to cheerfully work at what we're called to do as we worship God for His amazing love and grace?
但今天我们要问的是，我们在敬拜我们这位上帝他奇异恩典、奇异的爱和恩典的时候呢？ 那我们是不是能够快乐的去做我们被召去做的事情？
Let's pray. Father, may we grow every day in more and more understanding and knowing you and your loving kindness and your righteousness is what we see above everything. No politics, no work, everything just comes under that, Father. And so we pray that that's where our focus is, and through the days, whatever you've called us to, we will cheerfully serve you. We say that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.